To answer is human. To question is divine. Welcome to the world of the Hidden Gateway, an exhilarating podcast exploring the concepts humans have been struggling with since the dawn of existence, such as, who are we? Is there such a thing as good and evil, or are they arbitrary constructs? Does the paranormal exist? How can we evolve to a higher state? Can our mind influence what we term as reality? Providing a transcendental approach combined with hard-nosed humanistic analysis, we invite you on a journey to question your worldview in this theater of life. Join our host, Justin Williams, as he explores the outer realms of faith, the supernatural, human potential, and even our concepts of the universal creator with a fascinating array of guests. This is the unseen world, magical, mysterious, and mystical, where your only limitation is your imagination. This is the Hidden Gateway.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Hidden Gateway podcast. As always, I'm your host, Justin Williams. And today we welcome back Dr. Peter McCullough to the show. As you all may know, Dr. McCullough is an internist, a cardiologist, holding degrees from Baylor University, the University of Texas Southwestern Medical School, University of Michigan, and Southern Methodist University. He manages common infectious diseases as well as the cardiovascular complications of both the viral infection and the injuries developed from the COVID-19 vaccine in Dallas, Texas. Dr. McCullough, welcome back to the Hidden Gateway podcast. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. Well, hey, you know, I want to jump right into it. Been doing this show for several years now, Dr. McCullough. And when you were on, it was definitely one of my most downloaded and shared episodes. Received a lot of great feedback. So thank you very much for that. Just in general for helping people. So the one question I get probably on a weekly basis, obviously regarding the vaccine, is death. What are the most recent data, the most recent numbers regarding deaths in the United States and as well as worldwide for those that have took the vaccine and booster shots?
Well, let's take the world first. Dennis Rancourt from Montreal has published this ecological analysis, but the data are not good. About 17 million people have died with the vaccine. This is, we've never had a medicine or a vaccine ever do this before. In the United States, our CDC is verifying over 18,000 Americans have died with the shot. Now, 1,150 die in the same day they take it. This is astounding. Normally, just a few deaths of products taken off the market. With the VAERS system, there's underreporting. And so the underreporting ratio is conservatively 30. So in peer-reviewed literature, it could be as high as 40. But even if we take 30 and 18,000, it means we're coming up on 600,000 Americans who've died of the vaccine. Remember, it was just a handful of people and various drugs are taken off the market with a flu shot. All the shots combined every year, that system sees no more than 150 deaths. So the same safety system now is seeing record numbers of deaths. Now, there's fewer deaths in 2022 compared to 2021 and way fewer deaths in 2023, largely because people aren't taking the vaccines anymore.
Yeah, I heard you say on a recent show that people just aren't taking them and that maybe 75% of Americans took them when they first rolled out. So therefore, 25% that did not. And this whole spike protein situation, right? Explain that exactly. What is spike protein? And from the research I've done, it's something that greatly affects the heart in a negative way, correct?
It's true. The spike protein is the spine on the surface of the virus. So it's the little spindles that come up. That was engineered in this Chinese biosecurity lab. It's very dangerous. It damages the body, gets into the heart, the brain, the bone marrow, causes blood clotting. You get that from the infection, and then you get a ton of it from the vaccines. So the problem is the spike protein. We can't break it down in the human body. And so it gets stuck in the body. And there's a couple other infections that are like that, by the way. If you get Lyme disease, parts of the Lyme disease get stuck in the body. So people get this Lyme syndrome. Okay. Same thing with syphilis. You get syphilis, it stays in the body, like forever. So the bottom line is the spike protein is stuck in the body, and we've innovated now with ways of helping people get rid of it. It's called detoxification.
Okay, yeah, detoxification. In fact, it's a great product. I believe it's called Spike Support. You know, tell me a little bit about that. I just ordered a bottle not too long ago, so it should be here soon. But
Good move.
yeah, tell us about Spike Support, please.
So I advise the wellness company as the chief scientific officer, and you know, their lead product now for a year has been Spike Support. This nattokinase plus five minor ingredients, but they probably all play a role. Nattokinase is a fermentation product of soy. It's made in a capsule. The Japanese have been using it as a heart supplement. It's a modest blood thinner, a blood clot dissolver, and it's safe and effective, and it's been used for decades. And the Japanese discovered that it dissolves the spike protein in cell lysate and intact cell models. It's taken in between meals. And Spike Support, the dose is 2,000 units twice a day. And that's a low dose. It can actually be increased if people have more severe symptoms. So who's taking Spike Support? People with long COVID syndrome, people who've had COVID multiple times, and certainly those people who took the vaccine. The vaccine has got us very worried because we don't know who's going to be the next person to have a blood clot or have a cardiac arrest. So
Right.
today in my office, I had a man who took two Johnson & Johnson vaccines. That also loads the body with spike protein. Well,
All right.
guess what happened in October? He's working out on his treadmill. This guy's younger than me. He's fit, no cardiac risk factors, cardiac arrest.
Oh,
And
Lord.
thank God his wife and his daughter were home. They did CPR. He got shocked. And now we're picking up the pieces of the case. But I did today recommend for him Spike Support. Now, we also add two other agents now, bromelain, which is derived from the stems of pineapple lettuce. It's actually another enzyme that dissolves the spike protein. And then curcumin, derived from turmeric, which works to reduce inflammation from the spike protein. That's in what's called the spike trio, or the maximum detoxification that the wellness company offers. So go to twc.health. And hopefully, you know, your program here will have a promo code that will help people, you know, get it and get a discount. I think people, if they're going to go through detoxification, because they're going to be buying supplement every month, probably for 6 to 12 months, they should get a membership, because the membership is going to markedly reduce the cost. And why not do that and get a membership in the wellness company? And just that way you kind of get your product quickly and affordably.
There you go, y'all. You heard Dr. McCullough, twc.health to get Spike Support, and you can use the code, promo code THG for a discount there. Hidden Gateway, THG promo code to get your discount. So, Dr. McCullough, what was the data that was used to roll out the COVID vaccines as safe and effective? You know, where did they get that from? Because obviously they were wrong, right? Because it's definitely not safe, definitely not effective. But they pulled this data from somewhere. Who put this together?
Pfizer did randomized trials. They had the biggest clinical trials program. It turns out that there were so many shortcuts taken to try to make the vaccine look like it worked when it didn't. Now, a recent forensic analysis published by Michaels and colleagues has found that, in fact, not all the deaths were reported from the data cutoff time to the FDA meeting.
Hmm.
And in those, you know, missing tranche of deaths, more deaths occurred with Pfizer. So the vaccine committee actually did not have presented to them a 3 to 4-fold increased risk of cardiovascular death with Pfizer. And Pfizer should have put that in the core slides. They should have updated the briefing booklet. The panel should have asked. They should have asked about that. And Pfizer actually was approved when it shouldn't have been.
Right.
And then we knew within 90 days, there were 1,223 deaths with Pfizer. This was tragic. People were calling Pfizer, saying their loved ones died. The Moderna 90-day data recently, you know, were forced to be reviewed and released to the public. I bet they're going to be just as bad. Janssen never released theirs. Neither has Novavax. But Pfizer now has really, really come under scrutiny. I don't know if you heard in the last week, but Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing Pfizer for it's called the long arm of Texas law, meaning Texas law can range out of state, and for violating what's considered the deceptive trade practices. that Pfizer intentionally deceived Texans, and they received a vaccine that wasn't safe and it didn't work.
Horrible, horrible. I hope there's some ground gained on that, and justice can be bought. You know, for those that who did the American people or the world wrong, for that matter. And another question that I get a lot, Dr. McCullough, is people that have gotten the vaccine, they're worried. They say, okay, I'm fine now. They may not have gotten the shot this year, but maybe they got it last year, maybe the year before, and they seem to be fine. Should they be worried? Do you think there's a concern in another year, 2 years, because they have this toxicity in their body that something may happen?
We simply don't know. I can tell you that in a paper by Schmeling and colleagues, and I talked to the middle author, Verbicki Manici, in person when I visited Denmark, that it depends from the very beginning. If there never was a sore arm, ever, like as if you didn't even feel anything, it looks like those people are fine. They have virtually no risk that we can see. Like my wife's mother, she's nearly 90, she took 2 shots. She never felt them. No side effects at all.
Good.
You know, thank the Lord. I think she's in the free and clear. We haven't seen a single problem.
Good.
But people who got a sore arm, swollen lymph nodes, fever, that is a proxy for getting a real shot. They actually got real genetic coding for the spike protein. There must be a tremendous variability in the quality and the purity of these vaccines. You know, there's never been an inspection report provided to us to understand what's in them. And there have been reports, especially in the European Medicine Agency, of tremendous variability from batch to batch. And some batches have relatively little messenger RNA and some have a lot.
That's interesting. Very interesting, the differences there. Okay. Now, you know, this is something I'm personally concerned about. I'm sure a lot of other people are as well, is the food supply. You know, I've seen some things online where different outlets have been saying that the mRNA has been injected into animals, livestock, et cetera. A, is this true? And B, what could be the possible effects on us once we consume that meat from these animals?
Well, what we know is in 2017, genetic vaccines were introduced into the pork supply. Now, it's not messenger RNA. It's not synthetic messenger RNA, but it's self-replicating RNA.
Okay.
And also DNA genetic vaccines. Animals typically, let's take beef, they'll have what's called a core pack, a clostridial pack. They get, when they eat wet grass, they get certain bacteria, make them sick. And then a reproductive pack. Well, pork has already got some genetic vaccines in it, probably with the curing process and the cooking process, it's all denatured. But people are worried about beef. There's no doubt about it. Now, the messenger RNA is not in the beef yet. It's not in other products yet. But we need to really push for labeling. The USDA has plenty of projects with messenger RNA vaccines in development. And so it's a concern, because we know messenger RNA can cross the GI tract. The Chinese have shown this in a paper by Zhang and colleagues that, you know, milk, messenger RNA in milk cross the GI tract in animals.
Wow. Okay. You know, when these patients have, you know, they have the vaccines and the vaccine injury occurs, they go to their doctors. What are these doctors doing to support these patients? What are they telling them? You know, because obviously 9 times out of 10, their doctor recommended it when these patients go in for a checkup. So a patient comes to their doctor and says, oh, my God, my chest is bothering me. I'm having all these symptoms. How are these doctors handling that? How can they live with themselves?
What patients are telling me is, A, doctors are not saying they're sorry. B, a lot of doctors tell them it's not the vaccine, that it may be in their head. That's called gaslighting.
Gaslighting, right. Yeah.
And then see what a lot of doctors do in these long COVID clinics and vaccine clinics is they order a lot of tests. So they have a lot of expensive tests, but they're not given any medicine. They're not given any therapy or strategy. We know the Biden administration and HHS spent $1 billion on long COVID, no new drugs and no protocols. Mm-hmm. So when we published McCullough protocol, base spike protein detoxification, natokinase, bromelain, and curcumin in the peer-reviewed literature, it got a lot of attention. We published that in the Journal of Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, as well as in the PubMed journal. curious. And to this day, it's the only real protocol of how to, what to do in long COVID and what to do in vaccine injury. Now, the Frontline Critical Care Consortium, they have a list of suggestions, and so does the World Council for Health. But many are moving to McCullough Protocol just with treatment of COVID because I've organized it into what to do. People just want to know what to do. They just don't want to see a list.
Right.
So what to do. We've made progress. Listen, when I see someone with a vaccine injury or post-COVID and they have signs of autoimmunity on their blood testing, like Megyn Kelly on TV, the positive ANA, I saw that today, we use hydroxychloroquine, like we would with systemic lupus or rheumatoid arthritis. If we see somebody with a cutaneous syndrome and implies still a lot of activity of the virus and the spike protein, we can use prolonged ivermectin. The chest syndromes, the pleural pericardial syndromes, they get colchicine because that's how we treat myocarditis anyway. And so it goes on and on. So we have strategies, but patients need to see doctors who are really becoming experts in it. Excuse me. Yeah, patients really need to see doctors who are becoming experts in this because it does take a certain level of expertise. And honestly, the best doctors are the ones who didn't take the shots because they can give an honest appraisal of what's going on. The doctors who took the shots, I think a lot of them don't want to admit they made a mistake.
Right. I can definitely believe that. I can definitely see that. That's too bad, unfortunate. Now, there have been some pretty interesting developments over the last few weeks. First, we have seen many of the doctors in the medical establishment who were incredibly wrong about COVID, warning of a possible disease X. While talking about disease X, many of these same doctors and scientists have been ignoring the pneumonia epidemic in China. First, can you tell us what this scary-sounding disease X actually is, and is it even a real thing?
Well, Disease X was originally published by Peter Daszak at the EcoHealth Alliance. He's one of the people who actually created the COVID virus, the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Oh. And Peter Daszak published this in 2018 saying, listen, there's going to be Disease X. There's going to be a new threat, a new pandemic over and over again. So this is an aspiration for those who are working in the vaccine industry. They say, oh, looky here. Here's another reason for another vaccine. What we're learning out of China is what's going on is what's called macrolide-resistant mycoplasma pneumonia. So this is a common form of pediatric pneumonia. It's a very small bacteria that goes inside cells. And the difference here is it's not treated easily with a Z-Pak. So we have to use a quinolone like Cipro in children or doxycycline or tetracycline in adults. But it's very treatable. And I had firsthand data from Michelle Schechter in Brazil, who's a friend. She received a patient who had this Chinese pneumonia, and she said the Chinese were only testing for COVID and the flu. So they weren't actually making a diagnosis because they didn't have the rapid antigen test, which we do have in clinical practice in the United States. So we can diagnose mycoplasma in 20 minutes in the United States.
Very good. Very good. And can you explain to us why the medical establishment will be popping up a non-existent pandemic while ignoring the actual expanding medical emergency in China? Instead of falling for the fear tactics from the medical establishment, what can the average American do to stay healthy in the next few months and be prepared?
People need to be ready. Certainly the highest degree of fitness, staying away from alcohol, losing weight, and being vigilant. You know, early symptoms of any type, using a virucidal or antimicrobial nasal spray and gargle like a dilute iodine, colloidal silver, xylitol, scopolamine, Listerine, gargling and nasal sprays every 4 hours. They work great. Wellness company kits. This is very important. The wellness company kits now, they have an emergency medical kit that'll handle the Chinese pneumonia, which is very important. Everyone should have one on hand. And there's a guidebook in there on how to use the drugs and even a telemedicine consult if you need be. And then everybody should have a COVID kit, which has ivermectin plus hydroxychloroquine plus a budesonide nebulizer, which would be very handy for RSV, actually. And have a COVID kit. So these are way cheaper than going to the ER or going to urgent care. And you can handle this at home. If you get sick at home and there's a concern, you can reach for the wellness company, emergency medical kit, and the COVID kit. And they're one kit per each adult. But I think everybody should be outfitted with these. Again, they can go through you and use your promo code. And again, the membership gives a much deeper discount on these. So I would sign up as a member first and then take your discount off the kids.
There you go. Good people. You heard the doctor. Get your membership, then get your discount from the promo code. Good stuff. Dr. McCullough, one final question for you. Once again, I thank you so much for being here with us on the Hidden Gateway podcast. This is something I asked you last time, and I ask each and every guest that appears on the show. If you would, please leave our audience with what I like to call a token of love, simply meaning something that you think they need to hear in this moment, considering everything that's going on in the world with COVID, with the jab, everything. What do you think really hits home that they need to hear in this moment, Doctor?
You know, I think we've seen so much fear. We've seen so much deception out there. People really need to hold strong. They need to do their own research, do their own homework. Things need to make sense to them. They need to, you know, be bold and relentless. You know, being quiet about things that you don't like is not the way to go. People still have vaccine mandates, masks, other things. They're going to have to speak out against it. People know I'm one of the few doctors that, you know, from the very beginning, I didn't advise these vaccines. Boy, was I right.
Yes, you were.
We need everybody to talk to their doctors and express their concerns. Say, listen, I don't think these vaccines are safe. And the doctors need to hear that morning, noon, and night.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. Speak up. Yeah. You know, it, I guess in a sense, take your health into your own hands. You know, you don't have to... you know, get that shot, that vaccine. You know, you heard what Dr. McCullough has been saying for the last 20, 30 minutes here. You know, again, go to his website. It's twc.health. You know, get the spike support, get the kits that he talked about. You know, exercise, eat healthy, protect yourself, protect your family, good people. Thank you, Dr. McCullough, again, for coming on the show. You know, do you have any social media, Instagram, anything like that?
Well, you know, go to my main website, petermcculloughmd.com. That'll take you everywhere. Some people want clinical appointments with me in my office here in McKinney. You can do it through petermcculloughmd.com. My podcast is America Out Loud Talk Radio, McCullough Report, Substack, Courageous Discourse, book, Courage to Face COVID-19. And I have the top doctor account on Twitter. Check me out, P_McCullough MD.
Okay, there you go.
Thanks a lot for having me.
All right. Thank you, Dr. McCullough. Have a good one.
And to our audience, I really hope you enjoyed this episode of the Hidden Gateway podcast. Please remember to check us out on our website, thehiddengateway.com. Shoot us an email at support@thehiddengateway.com if you'd like to chat. And as always, thank you for pushing your mindset towards a better reality. This will conclude this week's episode. Until next time, stay positive, stay questioning, be love, and be free. The Hidden Gateway, out.